De-Expeditions, Good, Clean, Fun. From an article in the November 1997 Radio World by Mark Durenberger. In astronomy, it's called a Messier marathon, a star party, where folks gather to identify Messier-cataloged stellar objects. Ham radio operators call it field day, with the emphasis on the number of contacts they can make. This story is about medium-wave DXing and the folks who log AM broadcast stations considered out of reach of normal receivers. De-Expeditions are appealing to this longtime broadcaster because they provide the occasional opportunity to escape the urban interference to a quiet location where we set up listening gear in search of elusive AM stations. With the increased band clutter the FCC has wrought, this has become an increasingly challenging task. But the fun of finding a long-forgotten AM signal in the nighttime ether makes it all worthwhile. Veteran Radio World readers will recall my love affair with the romance of nighttime AM radio. There's a sense of community in barreling down the interstate, keeping company with untold thousands of others, listening to that same Grand Ole Opry or Truckers broadcast from Nashville, on an AM signal booming through the night and riding that long, lazy skywave. I had forgotten how much fun this could be until I heard about the DX audio service from the National Radio Club. And when I rediscovered a hobby which has actually been around since the early 1920s. What follows in this article is meant to update you on the changes in this age-old pastime and to inform you of some DXing resources, against the occasion when you too may wish to reignite an interest in this fun part of AM. The DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service is a monthly audio magazine enjoying popularity among those interested in AM reception. Anchored from Lima, Ohio by veteran broadcaster Fred Vobey, it's composed as a labor of love by Fred, Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, John Bowker, Bruce Conti, and listener contributors. The tapes, monthly, contain information on AM station assignments, station audio, and profiles. Periodically, the DX Audio Service produces After Dark, a compendium of long-form programming, air checks, interviews. You may hear, for example, a 1941 story on the new WABC transmitter on Columbia Island, or you might hear an interview on why the Voice of America shut down its Bethany, Ohio relay station. Information on the DX Audio Service is available by writing Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Or look for the NRC website or email gnbc@wcoil.com. That's gnbc@wcoil.com. You'll also find an extraordinary amount of information for the experimenter, published as reprints by the National Radio Club, by the International Radio Club of America, the IRCA, by England's Medium Wave Circle, to name three. Look for newsletters and articles with solid theory and practical advice on technical topics from medium wave propagation to antenna design. You'll learn of the work of dozens of DXers who share their experiences and the work they've done in designing gear for the hobby. As just one example, one of DXer Mark Connolly's great interests is using antenna phasing systems. Over the years, Mark has probably built a half dozen such phasers and publishes his work so others can share. You can order reprints of technical articles from the NRC Publication Center. Their address is P.O. Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661, -0164. Contact the IRCA at Post Office Box 1831, Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S, California, 92572-1831. Another example of a great source of information is an email letter called AMDX News Flash. It's posted by Phil By The Way. To receive this email newsletter, send your email ID to Philip, uppercase dash, By The Way, that's B-Y-T-H-E-W-A-Y, at mukilteo.hac.com. To get your feet wet in this hobby, we suggest you borrow or buy a medium-priced, high-quality portable, such as a Sony IC2010. Then, look for the toys which take you beyond simple listening to make this hobby good, clean fun. One of the best resources is Kiwa Electronics in Yakima, Washington. Kiwa accessories include IF filters and very slick amplified loop antennas. You can add a regeneration module to a loop to make a humdrum receiver really sit up and make noise. If you've never tried a good loop, you'll be pleasantly astonished. Kiwa can be found at
kiwa@wolfnet.com. Kiwa is K-I-W-A at Wolfnet, WOLFENET.com.
Or at
612 South 14th Avenue, Yakima, Washington, 98902.
Now, once you've got a properly accessorized receiver in hand, the only other thing you'll need will be some warm clothes against a dark night, and hopefully a friend or two to share the fun. But don't make the initial foray any more rigorous than necessary, or you could be turned off at the start. Begin by reaching for the 50 kilowatters. You'll find target information in Funkenhauser's Whamlog page on the internet. That's
WHAMLOG.
Or in the Broadcasting Cable Yearbook. And NRC publishes a very useful night pattern book. So you say, what's the big deal? I tuned to 650 and there's Nashville. But bear in mind, a lot of new stations have been authorized on 650 and the other clears. WSM may still be a slam dunk where you live, but there are other assignments on 650 to copy as well. The challenge is using antenna orientation and nulling tricks to minimize the expected signals, reaching for what's underneath them. That's where the fun tools come in we talked about. And that's where this hobby becomes one part fun, one part art, and one part science. The science can be in understanding propagation trends and predicting post-sunset, pre-sunrise catches. Or it may be learning to use a tuned loop, an active whip, or a seriously directional long wire such as a beverage antenna. These work great, but they may haul in 10 stations on the same frequency. So you apply the science again, roll out a phaser. Phasing works on the principle of common mode rejection. Two antennas are combined through the phaser so that the signals which appear in both antennas are nulled out, and what's left is the energy which hits only one of the antennas. The art to the hobby is in judicious placement of those antennas so that the desired station comes into only one antenna and everything else is nulled out. Phasing units are commercially available, or you can roll your own using parts from the junk box and guided by the available construction info from folks like Mark Connolly. I built one phaser out of old parts from a 1930s-era WCCO transmitter, a bit of overkill unless you need receive equipment that'll handle 50,000 watts. While this hobby cuts across all ages, there seem to be a lot of folks, like myself, rediscovering nighttime DXing. We were part of the early days of FM, and we have one foot in tomorrow, but we may not be terribly excited about today's radio. Maybe we're listening because we're romantics at heart, or because we know that someday it may all be digital. And when that day comes, who knows what'll happen to those long, lazy nighttime skywave fades. That magic nighttime AM sound may be lost forever. Well, there's a lot more to this story and the resources available. And if you're interested, we'll be back with more detail. Meanwhile, give it a try. But I'm warning you, if you get hit by the DX bug, there's only one cure, and that's buying better and better receive equipment. 73s and good listening. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis.